Ask any entrepreneur, from the mom and pop down the street to the aggressive expansionary startup, what their list of top three challenges is, and I'll stick my neck out to say that cash flow and late payments is certainly one of them. Getting customers to pay on time is one of the biggest challenges for business owners, and when the problem persists too long, can ultimately shut down a small business, especially in these tough times when no other revenue is coming in. So what is the state of prompt payments during the lockdown? To find out, let's welcome our Zoom room today, Wahid Adam, President of the Cape Town chapter of the International Peer-to-Peer Network Entrepreneurs Organization, and Martin Kingston of Business for South Africa and Executive Chairman of Rothschild & Co. Wahid, kick us off. How many entrepreneurs and small businesses are you interacting with currently through the lockdown, and what are they having to say to you about the state of being paid timeously and promptly as most other revenue, I'm sure, has dried up?
Thank you, and lovely to be here today. Being a global organization, we have 14,500 business owners around the world that belong to the organization, 192 cities, 62 countries, of which South Africa has approximately 240 members in the organization that probably represent about 8.5 billion rands worth of revenue for the year and employs over 20,000 people. So, in this sort of COVID impact time that we're facing, one of the wonderful things about having this on Entrepreneurs Organization is the actual support that we give each other in this time and sharing of experiences. And the one that has stood out very strongly is the concern of these delayed payments, or in some cases, outright refusal of payments, or renegotiation of services that were already delivered. And now there's a reversal request. So those kind of concerns our members have brought forward, sharing the experiences. And of course, it's detrimental to a business that don't have the runway that some of the big corporates do.
And obviously, each case is unique and has to be assessed on its merits. We've seen recently a very high-profile agreement between the big listed REITs, landlords, and their retail tenants are coming to some kind of agreement on a deferment of rental payments. Who are the big culprits here? Can you name and shame some of the big companies who are using this opportunity to play hardball?
Michael, I think as an organization that represents our members, our appeal is not to name and shame, but rather to turn to these multinationals and the big corporates that have large cash reserves and appeal to them to behave responsibly and not just in the interest of their shareholder. I think we are at a time now where we have to come together as an ecosystem and realize that the broader stakeholder community, that is the employees, that is the extended family of those employees, and that is the community that supports these businesses, are very much a part of the ecosystem we need to keep going in order to have a sustainable business. So our appeal is really act responsibly, pay your accounts that are due anyway. It's not a charity call. It's not give money away for free. This is just be responsible in conducting this. Keep the ecosystem going.
We'll have to go and do our own digging then and find out who the culprits are. Martin, Business for South Africa is this new organization, which is a collective of the various business groupings of BUSA and Business Leadership South Africa. And you've called on all of your businesses to pay your SME suppliers by the 20th of April, which is next Monday, I believe. How has that been received from your members?
Well, we've been very clear, Michael, that SMMEs are not actually at the bottom of the food chain. They are the food chain. They are absolutely critical for the economic lifeblood of this economy. We've got over 500,000 SMMEs, more than 6.5 million people who work for them. And they are going to be at the cutting edge, and not only driving the economy, but of the problems that are being confronted in the context of COVID-19. We have previously said, but we've been very clear yesterday again, that SMMEs must be paid punctually. They must be paid in full, particularly in these circumstances. And by the way, when I say we're not talking simply about the private sector. The government also must honor its obligations, government departments, provincial level, national level, as well as, of course, state-owned enterprises to ensure that they honour obligations they've entered into with their SMMEs. We cannot afford to swell the ranks of the unemployed. We know that in the current set of circumstances, the problems of inequality, unemployment, and poverty are going to be magnified and amplified by COVID-19. One of the ways that we can actually mitigate some of the challenges is to pay SMMEs promptly and in full.
And I hear the call. I hear the call from Wahid as well for solidarity in the ecosystem at this particular juncture, and it's a very challenging time. That said, we still hear these stories far too frequently of SMEs battling to get paid within 30 days. How do you propose about going about enforcing and monitoring compliance with this? Because it is a voluntary call at the end of the day, Martin.
Is that a question to me? Well, I think that actually the reality is that we must hold others to account as we would expect to be held to account ourselves. It's not just small businesses that are going to suffer. Banks themselves are having to demonstrate forbearance as our insurance company. If we don't have a culture of payment, then in reality, the liquidity that's in the system is going to evaporate. We are already under huge strain as a country. We have no fiscal flexibility. All we can do is ensure that we as business, and by the way, Business for South Africa represents all businesses, not just Boost members, not just BBC members, wheresoever they may be, large and small, we must act in the manner in which we expect to be treated, and particularly in these circumstances, we must hold people to account. Now, unfortunately, we don't have the time, Michael, to go through legal process in the current environment. But people need to act in solidarity. Solidarity means ensuring that they honour their obligations, as I say, to meet their debts punctually and in full.
Well, Wahid, on that note, I don't know if you've engaged with Business for South Africa. Would you be open to that sort of engagement through your members to ensure that those who are battling with late payments at least have the right channels to go through?
Absolutely. I think, look, you know, our members are from the small, medium enterprise environment as well as corporates. I mean, we serve both sides of the ecosystem. Very important for us is the values that we preach about within the organization, you know, and the core values of just running an ethical structure in your business is what keeps the entire ecosystem going. So, yeah, I would love to say to our members, you know, reach out to Martin or other organizations that are sort of, you know, appealing on the behalf as the same message we'd be putting out there to really try and get them to get paid. Absolutely.
A very important call at a time when everyone is under so much pressure, not least of which are SMMEs, which, as Martin said, are the very top of the pyramid. They're not just the base of the pyramid in South Africa. That was Wahid Adam, president of the Cape Town Chamber of the International Peer-to-Peer Network, the Entrepreneurs Organization, and Martin Kingston of Business for South Africa and executive chairman of Rothschild & Co.